Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Brothers and sisters, thank you so very much for joining us on today's brand new episode of The Lantern. Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam. Very short, concise, to the point, and thought-provoking. His Eminence says, every single thing you face in life is a test. Let that sink in. While you're doing that, let's listen to a short story related to this matter, and we're going to be right back.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear friends, we have a nice story for this part. Thank you very much for listening to Lantern. The title of today's story is Marble Statue. In the middle of a beautiful city, there was a museum laid with beautiful marble tiles and with a huge marble statue as a part of the display. Many people from all over the world visited the museum every day and admired the beautifully crafted statue. One night, the marble tiles started talking to the marble statue. Marble tiles. Hey, statue, don't you think that it is just not fair that everybody from all over the world come all the way here to admire you while ignoring and stepping on me? Marble statue. My dear brother, Marble Tile, don't you remember we are actually from the same cave? Marble Tile. Yes, I do. It is why I feel it is even more unfair. Both of us were born from the same cave and yet the world treats us so differently now. This is so unfair. Marble Statue said, yes, you are right, my brother, but do you still remember the day when the sculptor tries to work on you, but you resisted his tools? Yes, I despise that guy. How could he use those nasty tools on me? Well, since you resisted his tools, he couldn't work on you. When he decided to give up on you, he started working on me instead. He knew at once that I would be something different and unique after his efforts. He bore all the painful tools he used on me and allowed him craft me, and he wanted. But those tools were so painful. My brother, there is a price for everything in life. Since he decided to resist and gave up halfway, you can't blame anybody who steps on you now. The marble tiles silently listened to his brother's words and started to reflect on it. Dear brothers and sisters, the harder the knocks you go through in life, the more you learn and put them to use in the future. Do not be discouraged by setbacks and failures. Keep trying to be better. The most beautiful people we have known are those who have known defeat, known suffering, known struggle, known loss, and have found their way out of those depths. There was a nice quote by Elizabeth Kubler-Ross. Thank you very much for listening to our story and the continuation of Lantern.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at this story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
So we were saying how Imam Ali alayhi salam has said that everything you face in life is a test. And tests don't only come in the form of hardships and calamities, mind you. tests come also in the form of happiness, prosperity, wealth, health, youth, family, children, spouse, position, fame, reputation. All of these are tests. Our good days are tests to see whether we're grateful, whether we acknowledge the source of the blessings we have in life, and whether we know how to share and remain humble. And the bad days are tests to see whether we're patient, whether we really are steadfast on our faith and the things we claim to be and have and do, and that we're still satisfied with Allah's decree, even if His decree doesn't necessarily sit very well with our benefits, you know, our worldly apparent benefits. Of course, whatever Allah wills for His servants is for the best, for their best. But sometimes, عَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. You might despise something, and it's good for you. And it could be a test for you to assess your growth, where you are, where you're standing in regard to your Lord and His decisions, His will, whether you really are satisfied and radhi as you claim to be, or are you just satisfied with Him when He gives you good stuff? Because that's easy, right? Real satisfaction can only be measured when we can be satisfied with Allah's will, even if it's hard, even if it's painful. And that is one of the hardest things to do in life. But the growth that comes with it and the sense of gratification and closeness to Allah that comes with it makes it all worth it. And of course, there's a reward in this world and the next, without a doubt. But then again, what reward could possibly be better than the proximity of the Lord? Imam Ali alayhi salam has also said that this life on this earth is but 2 days, and that one day is for you and the other day is against you. On the days that are for you, don't rejoice and become too arrogant and think yourself invincible. And on the days that are against you, don't lose hope, don't distress, don't become so distraught in your suffering that you forget that Allah holds the key to all the relief, the ease, the comfort, the peace, the goodness, the wealth in this world and the next. And why am I saying this stuff? Because it's this sort of stuff that can help us through moments where life is hammering us down and we feel like we're lower than rock bottom. There's like rock bottom and then there's us. Or rock bottom, 10 feet of dirt, and then us, to whoever got that reference. We need something to keep us going during our dark times, during times of failure and hardship, tragedy, loss, confusion. We need something to refuel us, something to fill our tank of faith and hope and strength. And it is through one of those, the things that can help is being reminded of these words of wisdom, these promises, these warnings and instructions, so that we may navigate better through those dark hours. For me, something else that helps, unless I am riddled with anxiety or some sort of depression, is the thought that worse things have happened to better people. That's definitely one of the things that gets me through. And of course, who's better than the Ahlul Bayt? And who's faced more tragedies than them? They faced it all. Death, torment, oppression, abuse, poverty, separation from loved ones, enslavement. They faced it all. But they managed through the strength they cultivated within themselves through their lives, the training, the discipline, their faith in God, to turn all that trauma into something absolutely inspiring and beautiful. And that can help us a lot. I'm not saying that our pain is invalid compared to theirs. Not at all. Everyone's pain is valid. Everyone hurts. And they have the right to feel pain. Thank you so very much for being with us on this episode of The Lantern. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. Ala bi dhikrillahi taqma'innu.